Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Luke, chapter number 17, and beginning in verse number 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." The story is told about a man who travels to a far land to search for happiness. He met a wise man who told him that happiness is not found in distant places, but rather within oneself. The wise man told the traveler to seek out a certain tree in a nearby forest, which was said to hold the secret to true happiness. The traveler sought for the tree. But when he found it, he was disappointed to see that it looked like any other tree. The wise man came again and said to the traveler to cut down the tree and open it up and look inside. And the traveler did, and he found nothing but plain, unremarkable wood. He was confused and frustrated, and he asked the wise man what that meant. The wise man told him that the true secret to happiness is not in external objects or circumstances, but rather in our own perception and attitude. Happiness is not found in material things or in achieving external goals. We can search and search for the signs and wonders, but the true happiness of the kingdom of God is inward faith, not an outward sign. I wonder sometimes if we're all looking for signs and wonders to confirm the kingdom of God, instead of simply realizing the work of God in our hearts. I know the psalmist states that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. We look at the outside world around us and see the evidence of God. But these things are not God. God dwells within the believer. I guess that's the first place we should be looking for the kingdom of God. The place we should first and foremost be working to cultivate the kingdom of God in our lives, not in circumstances or objects or people, but the work of God deep inside of us. I wonder if this is really the most difficult aspect of living the life of faith, and that is to believe in the kingdom of God within our life personally. We believe he is at church, he's in his word, he's in the world around us. But we must believe and see him truly and personally within our lives. Yes, our life looks like every other tree in the forest, but faith is not what is seen, but what is not seen, Paul said. And that kingdom does not come with observation, for it is the very work of the Spirit of God within the heart and life of each and every believer.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.